The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I was scared to move out, but I knew I was ready.
We're the Dana Cortez Show inside the T-Mobile studios. Good morning. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Chatilla.
And I remember my mom, Automatic Anthony, my mom was telling me, you shouldn't leave. You shouldn't go. It's not time yet. You know, you haven't enrolled in college. You haven't blah, blah, blah. I thought she was kind of being ugly toward me, but now...
Yeah, you had a kid.
Having my own three daughters, and I was such a young mother. Yes, I had Kirsten when I was only 15. She was afraid for me. She didn't want me to have to go through unnecessary hardships. But I kind of went through those things because I needed to. Like, I needed to do it in order to, you know, to learn.
I'll just say this. Your experience is very different from everyone else's. Dana had a baby at 15 and got married at 16.
No, so, I was married at 15 and with child and divorced by 16.
Like I said, your experience isn't like many other.
No, and so going out into the world at such a young age, getting a job, like I started radio at such a young age. After I had worked a lot of these really difficult jobs, I shined shoes, you know, I bartended, I waited tables, I worked graveyards at convenience stores. So when I found out I could get paid to talk, I said, oh, we're going to make this into a career. That being said, I remember that first apartment and I thought it was going to be so cool. I mean, I had this vision that my life was going to be perfect because nobody was going to tell me what to do anymore. Nobody was going to tell me when and where I could go and how I could spend my money. And then I realized nobody's going to pay these bills for me. It was so hard. And the roommate situation was the worst. My roommates, they didn't have one had a child. The other two didn't. They loved to party. People were over at the house all the time.
They were just a bunch of young moms partying?
It was me and one other young mom. No, and then two single girls that didn't have kids.
Wait, whoa. Four people in the house total? Like all splitting?
Yeah. That is a recipe for just chaos.
It was horrible. Nobody cleaned. Nobody washed the dishes. Me. I was basically the maid. Okay, I'm over.
It's not funny, but it's kind of funny.
I'm not over it, as you can see. It was awful. I never had a roommate since then except Automatic, and he's just as bad as they were.
I don't believe in three roommates at all. I just think bringing three lives together to live together too much. It never works out.
Anthony, good. There were four of us. Four.
That's even worse. That now I'm on your mom's side. Now I'm starting to wonder why your mom is like, you know what? This is not a good idea. You should not go out there. But to Automatic's point, I was in a separate situation too. I think my mom was actually counting down the days. And she was like, yo, it's time for that first semester of college. So get on out there and enjoy a little dorm. And I was so excited to leave and get out on my own. And on the flip side, I had to move back home for 6 months. And when I moved home for 6 months, after living away from them, I could not do that at all. That was absolute torture. So then, so I hated going back home after I had to move out. That was
pretty much the exact same thing that happened to me. I got dropped off at the dorms, and then I was like, I'm not going to stay at this school. This is awful.
Why, Automatic?
Because there was no hot chicks in any of my classes.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I ended up moving back home. I was back home for about 6 months. I got an apartment and just because I could. I was like, I can't live like this. This is impossible.
I can't even imagine going back to live with my mom. I know some people do it, and I don't fault you. I think that's wonderful.
I mean, it's expensive to go out on your own.
It is very, but I learned my best lessons in that struggle. I wouldn't be where I am if I hadn't gone through that. So I appreciate the struggle and I will never ever move back in with my mom no matter what. She can move in with me. Actually, she can't move in with me. We're hiring somebody.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
When I found out that you could make coffee from thin air, I thought it was a joke, but it's not. It's 100% real. There's this huge convention called CES. I didn't even know what that meant. I had to look it up. Consumer Electronics Show.
Nailed
and
it.
They show out all of the, you know, amazing inventions that smart people make.
Smart people, huh?
Well, it
all
ain't
the,
me.
Technological advances coming forward for the next few years are revealed at these shows. It's exciting.
The CaraPod uses humidity in the air to make 13 cups of cafecito.
How, though?
Automatic, as I said, the smart people made it.
So you have to have like a coffee pod that gets you started, though, right? Oh, I thought you just made coffee out of thin air. That's
their next invention. That's their next. Think of all the money you can save. You don't have to run any water. They're using the humidity in the air, much like we use solar now, you know, to power certain things. This is basically not having to run the water. You're using already in the air. This is absolutely incredible.
So first, we're going to suck all the water from the earth, and now we're going to suck it all out of the air.
Pretty much, DJ Automatic. Okay. Pretty much. Way to bring me down.
Dog, homies need their caffeine, so they're going to get it one way or the other.
I'm excited. excited about this.
Did you see the salt spoon?
Oh, I saw the salt spoon because I'm a saltaholic. There's a spoon that helps you. You put it in your mouth and then you taste salt so you don't have to add it to your food.
It creates the illusion of saltiness. So if you have maybe high cholesterol and you're not supposed to be eating a lot of salt, this $125 spoon will give you all the saltiness you need.
Well, luckily my LDLs are good, so I don't have to worry about it.
I thought you guys were really going to bring up the Roborock, which I'm super excited about as a man who lives by himself. This is a vacuum that has an extended arm that could go around and pick up different items. So like towels, socks, any dirty laundry that may be sitting around. You can just ride it. It just does it in itself. It's a new age Roomba. So I'm so excited for that, dude.
I already have one of those, DJ Automatic. He loves to vacuum and he picks everything up as he goes around.
I'm buying this thing because you can never, ever, I won't ever have to hear, why didn't you pick up your socks? Why didn't you pick up your underwear? Because the Roborock will go around and it can pick up to 50 different items per day and put them back to where they belong.
What would you do, though? You love to vacuum. That's what it's doing. It's vacuuming.
I hate you yelling at me more than I like vacuuming, okay?
Yeah.
Another thing that I thought was really cool are these new AI glasses.
We already have AI glasses.
So, yeah, we do have the AI, but now the technology, you'll be able to control your phone and your computer and everything from your glasses.
You can't control your partner, though, right? That's what I'm fearing.
And now they have a roll-up laptop, so you can actually roll it up into like a little...
Like a towel?
Yes.
Like a beach towel?
Yes.
Oh, you need that. You've got like 6 laptops automatic that you use on a weekly basis.
The 100-inch mega TV is going to become like a normal thing. You know how everybody has a 75, 85 now?
Well, yeah, if you have a giant house. That's pretty big. 100, I mean, that's wild. That's like a theater.
That's a wall. Almost.
Yeah, it's like a wall. If I could invent something, if I was one of the smart people... Remember the movie Up?
Yeah, of course.
Remember the collar that would translate
on the dog?
What the dogs... Imagine your dog or your cat. What would your dog or cat say to you?
Be really, really condescending.
The cat for sure would be condescending. Anthony, if you could invent anything, what would it be? Like just something to make your dreams come true.
Honestly, everything I want is already invented. I just need more money to get it.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
What to A-list Hollywood stars emptied their entire closets to donate those suffering through these LA fires, I'll tell you right now. But first, Anthony A, celebrity birthdays.
We have LL Cool J celebrating his birthday, Jason Bateman, and David Kroll.
LL Cool J. Don't call it a comeback. All right, so we're going to start off talking about Taylor Swift donating $10 million. Beyonce gave $2.5 million to relief efforts. Of course, right now, LA fires are still not 100% contained. Fuerza Regida, they rented out an entire hotel for families for the week, and it looks like they're going to extend that as long as they possibly can, they said financially, because the response has been so great. Now, this story blew me away. Halle Berry and Sharon Stone decided to give every single piece of clothing, and I'm talking underwear, socks, everything that they have in their house, they set up at a boutique. They're asking friends or anybody who can to do the same. And they're taking 12-hour shifts each.
Dang.
To just be there and have these doors open. They not only have clothing for women, they have clothing for men. They have feminine products, underwear, socks, diapers, bottles, things that you don't think about. So that people can just walk in and ask. And everybody that walks in gets to take something home.
It's great to see everybody stepping up. Because I know celebrities are stepping up. But just the regular everyday people are doing it as well. Snoop Dogg, he started a whole center that he's having people bring in donations for.
And also just shout out to the firefighters from across the country that are flying in to help their other fellow firefighters. You know, these men and women, they feel like they're brothers and sisters. They don't feel like they're separated by any state or anything. And the country stepping up as well. Canada sending people in. I saw Mexico's president. She sent in over 150 Mexican firefighters. We're just coming together because this is probably the worst fire that's ever hit a major city since the fires in Chicago, which happened over 100 years ago.
Oh, wow. And it's one of those all hands on deck things, too. So if you're out there and you're wondering how you can help, there are people out there are in need of whatever it is you can lend to offer. So please step up and shout out to everybody who's already done so thus far.
Yes. Thank you, Anthony, for that. We got Red Cross. You can donate. You can donate to the Los Angeles Firefighters Department directly, and also the Salvation Army, who, by the way, are housing thousands of people right now.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
It's Shark Week here on the Dana Cortez Show because today's WTF Stories is about 13 Brazilian sharks who just tested positive for cocaine. 13 sharks in Brazil. were pulled onto a boat because fishermen noticed they were rage chomping on the fish in the area, and they weren't able to breathe very well. This is some serious problems for the ecosystem.
Have you guys seen Finding Nemo with the shark Bruce? I just picture him with his teeth showing at a party.
Little white stuff under his nose.
Rumor has it that the sharks came up to people in the ocean. They're like, yo, we have a great business idea for you.
They'll cracked out shark babies.
You know what's crazy? Everybody listening knows exactly what rage chomping is. When you've been to the club, you've seen the rage chompers right across. So they pulled them onto the boats and tried to figure out what was happening. The sharks were dying in the waters. When they opened them up and tested, they tested 100 times more than previously recorded data in other marine life. Holy. So this is like...
So they were high.
Yes.
I feel like this is the real genesis of Sharknado, the movie. But also, I think we're gearing up to get Cocaine Bear versus Cocaine Shark.
Oh! I'm pulling up for that premiere, that's for sure. But not drug-free, for sure. 100% drug-free.
In some much lighter animal news, they have figured out that dogs can smell our stress.
Oh, automatic. No wonder they don't get around me. And you just said rough.
Got you.
I was too stressed to hear it right away.
So when your little doggy wants to come up to you and give you some loves when you're feeling stressed, it's because they can actually smell the stress on you.
Have you ever felt that when you're stressed, sometimes your dog's equally as stressed too?
Well, that's what it is. Because they can feel when you're stressed. I'm telling you, that's why our dogs won't come in our house.
Just don't let them hang out with the sharks. Yeah.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
DJ Automatic can't make eggs. And when I say that, I mean, they really suck. He'll make breakfast for us and nobody eats the eggs. And you know what? That made him realize what a great partner I am. It did. Just something that simple. My mom has been really sick. And during the holidays, it's the first time I realized this. Automatic. I was telling him, Aunt, that we spent a lot of time apart during the holidays.
Weeks.
And I'm there in ICU with my mother and my oldest daughter. Remember, she's grown. I had her when I was 15 years old. So, and Otto and I are talking. He's asking me about my mother. My mother's hooked up to every tube you could ever imagine. And then we hang up. And not 20 seconds later, the phone rings again. I look down and it's him. And my daughter's like, oh my gosh, something must have happened. And my mother, even in her haze, is like, you better pick the phone up. You know, maybe something happened. I answer it and he says, my eggs are so bad. That was the message right there.
I think it was me coming to the realization of how much I rely on you. Oh. And how much, I mean, this is my way of saying, that was my way of saying, I miss you. Dana does a lot for me.
Yeah, dude.
Yes, she does a lot for
me. Couldn't you have just said, I miss you?
I think that was my way of saying I miss you, because as I bit into those eggs and realized they don't taste the same as Dana's, I need her with me. I need her companionship.
Biting into your own runny eggs and realizing you miss your wife is some of the hardest dad core there is.
Yeah, I mean, I'll say this. They were a little bit burnt.
Oh.
And then the other thing was, I tried this other little mixture because Dana's eggs taste like buttery for some reason.
The razzle dazzle.
Yeah, I put butter in the eggs, which I thought was.
Oh my god!
I was like, this is a great idea. Not a good idea.
No Bobby Flay. No Bobby Flay.
That sounds like Bobby Nay.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Don't
put
the butter in
eggs.
I'm not
going to be a great
cook. I just think that sometimes I wish we would have just said, "Hey, I miss you." You know what I mean? I mean, at that moment, I think I kind of needed that, but maybe the egg thing, that's what it is. I don't understand why it's so hard.
That's
for
my
to
way
say.
Of saying I miss you.
Yeah.
I have to decipher that. That's my job.
That's my guy talk. Do you know how you do women speak? That's my guy talk to you.
Yeah, there it is. You got to read between the lines on that one. Yeah. I think that's for if you're expecting Otto to do more, then I don't know, Dana Cortez. But
no, you're right. Automatic can only do what Automatic can do. And you're right. I do at times not tell him exactly how I feel.
There it is.
Yeah, you know, at times I give him hints. For instance, when I go silent,
that's when I know I really messed up.
Something happened that I
if she's yelling at me, then I know I'm like, I can get out of this.
Yeah,
but if she gives me a silent treatment, over with.
I can't remember the last time that happened. Oh, it was yesterday.
Driving
back to the house from the studio.
Automatic, are you still making your own eggs or did you?
No, I got my wife for
that. Okay, there it is.
The moment I stepped back in, I swear, back in the house.
My laundry got done. My food was prepared.
Man.
I mean, my life was back in order, Aunt. I've come to the realization that I'm basically living my childhood again. Oh, I have my mama again.
Yeah, dude, this is giving me flashbacks. Yesterday, I was at the grocery store and I was watching multiple husbands FaceTime their wives out of confusion because they don't know what kind of meat to get.
Anthony, it's a thing. Otto will FaceTime me, and if I don't answer, he's freaking out. I've got 20 text messages.
If I don't get the right thing, I know I have to go back. back.
And you will.
Yeah, and I don't want to do that.
And you absolutely will.
It actually happened last night. I was like, just order it. I'm not driving back to the store.
Have it delivered. You know what, Automatic? I missed you too.
Oh.
I missed you too.
And Dana's mom is getting better.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. We see the light at the end of the tunnel. I want to thank everyone for their prayers. I got so many messages yesterday. I mentioned it in passing. And the DMs on the Instagram are all positive. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
One of WWE's biggest stars is teaming up with McDonald's. Automatic's got more details in food news. Top for hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show inside the T-Mobile studios. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the burnt tortilla.
The fires in L.A. are still burning. A lot are contained, but there are still many that are ablaze. All of the volunteers coming together, there's unity. And that's the thing. You see all of this division on social media when in reality, people want to help other people. There's this incredible story brought to us by KCAL Television. We don't even know this gentleman's name. He dropped his kids off, dropped his wife off, said, hey, I'll be right back. Went back to where everything was ablaze, saved his house and his neighbors. Take a listen.
I saved my house and I saved three other houses of my neighbors.
How are you feeling that your house is still standing?
I feel so happy because it's something impossible, but I didn't.
Why didn't you evacuate?
I leave to leave my daughter and my mom. And when I coming back, I see the fire really close. And I decided to stay to save my house. So a lot of people left. And but when I see all the sparks in the floor, I start wetting the floor and everything and I start fighting.
What a hero. Imagine his neighbor is going to have a home. It didn't burn down because of the work of that man. He had like some kind of outfit on and he even had a mask. Well, he had like a power washer.
A power sprayer, yeah. So he looked like he worked in landscaping or tree service or something because he had the mask and the outfit. And that's what he was using as one of those, you know, 100-gallon power sprayers to wet down his house.
Shout out to him and the thousands and thousands, countless of volunteers who are going unnamed. They are not forgotten. DJ Automatic Food News.
John Cena and Mickey D's they're getting in bed together and they're bringing us some great deals. So there you have this new one. It's buy one, add one for a dollar. So if you buy a double cheeseburger, you can add another double cheeseburger for a dollar.
My dream has come true.
They also still have the $5 meal deal. But if you're an app user, you can get a free medium fry for every dollar purchase on Fridays in 2025. And if you don't have the app, you sign up, you get a free McCrispy chicken sandwich.
So I can get a Diet Dr. Pepper and then I can get that little mini fry for free or the medium fry for free?
Yep.
Let's go.
Come on. Shout out John Cena, dog. You can't see me.
Why is it John Cena, though? What does it have to do with John Cena?
He's just an American icon. And that's what McDonald's does.
He's also making his comeback, too, into the WWE. So shout out to everything going on. And the great John Cena.
There you go. National Day, Anthony A.
All right. Today we have National Shop for Travel Day. That's a thing here in America. So, Dana, it's another good reason for you to get online and get whatever you want to get.
She doesn't need any more encouragement, Ant. We don't need any more boxes at our house.
No, shop for travel. Like, I can shop and buy a bathing suit, and then you can book a trip to Mexico. Let's do both, Automatic. Let's do both. What else do we have?
See what you did?
All right. We are celebrating the Super Pups and Taco Cats. It's National Dress Your Pet Up Day for my animal lovers out there.
I tried that with our dogs. We have two huskies, that's their name on Instagram. And I put bunny ears on them. They hated it. They looked so cute, but they're like, we're already dressed. We have these big coats.
I feel like little dogs are the only dogs that can get dressed up and actually stay in the outfit.
I like it when I see pit bulls dressed up as something not aggressive. It warms my heart, all right? I like to see a pit bull dressed up as a bumblebee. That warms my soul, all right? I like that.
If anyone's got that, please tag me at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Oh, the fires happening in Los Angeles and surrounding areas right now have displaced hundreds of thousands of people. They have no home. They have no clothes. They have no food. They have no medication. They have nothing but each other. The thing that brought me to tears over the weekend watching this, not only, of course, the sadness, but happy tears of joy seeing people come together in a way that I knew we could. Firefighters from all over the country, from all over the world, are coming in to help the fires that are happening in LA, to put them out, to contain them, and the thousands of volunteers. These are just regular, ordinary, everyday people coming together,
gathering anything they can to give away clothes, to help with medication. Hospital workers are coming out with insulin and everything else to just make sure people are taken care of.
That's one of the great things about America. We might have our differences when it comes to politics or just beliefs in general, but when we're in need, we all come together. We saw it when COVID happened, yes. And now we're seeing it with the fires.
There's this man that got his family out safely, and he said he dropped them off and he went back to save his house. He didn't tell his wife or his kids, though, but he didn't just save his house. He saved his neighbor's house, too. He did not have to do that. He risked his own life. Take a listen.
I saved my house, and I saved three other houses of my neighbors.
How are you feeling that your house is still standing?
I feel so happy because it's something impossible, but I did it.
Why didn't you evacuate?
I leave to leave my daughter and my mom, and when I coming back, I see the fire really close, and I decided to stay to save my house. So a lot of people left, and but when I see all the sparks in the floor, I start wetting the floor and everything, and I start fighting.
Thank you to KCAL California Television for that excerpt. We never got the gentleman's name. I think they were kind of just going around talking to people, but he's wearing some kind of suit. He's got a power, like a commercial power washer.
He looks like he probably worked in some kind of tree service or landscaping or something. And he used like one of those big 100-gallon tanks that had the power sprayer hooked onto it and soaked his house and his neighbor's house.
I kept thinking to myself, would I have done that? Would I have taken the time to save my neighbor's house as well? And I think so. I think when you look at your home and you look at your friend's home and you think I'm the last thing between them not having a place to lay their head at night, I guess you take that risk, right? You're already there anyway. What a wonderful story that I don't recommend anybody doing this, but he did it and he was successful. And it gave me great joy to see that we still love each other like that.
One of the things that I love seeing was that I saw people getting reunited with their pets.
Oh, automatic. I cried. The kitties.
My heart goes out to everyone who can't find or has lost their pets so far.
It matters.
But the fact that some of these people are being reunited with their pets, there's, like I said, there's hope at the end of this dark, dark tunnel.
If you would like to help, please donate spare clothes. Connect with someone in LA who wears the same size as you. Go to our Facebook and Instagram page, and Jesse Watt has posted the link there. Thank you so much, Jesse, for that. And thank you for donating.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.